have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races. With truth instead of divided them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? I hope you had an amazing weekend. I did. Thank you for asking. The weather in L.A. is amazing. It's summertime, and the living is easy. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7733-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And I have a brand new biblical question coming up here in a minute. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, you need to go run or whatever you got to do. You can podcast the show. And you still can listen to it as it is happening by going to the listen line on TalkStream Live, calling it at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. And you know what else is amazing? It's Monday. And Monday is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Amazing.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. Take control of your own life if you want to be free. If not, let the world control it. You will die in your misery, or you can live in freedom. Last week, biblical question was, what's the right way for parents and others to help others become strong? What's the right way for parents and others to help others to help others become strong? And we discussed it in the fellowship yesterday. And I think most people agree that there's no way you can help somebody become strong. The parent can't help the children become strong. The only way the parent can cause allow their children to grow strong is that the parents have to be right, too. They have to be right first. And then being right is what strength is, being right. And then being right will cause the kids to naturally grow strong. Being right is what will cause the children to grow strong. Amazing, huh? And then you can't help anyone as an adult or anyone become strong. You can't even make yourself strong. The more you try to make yourself, quote unquote, strong, the worse you'll get. It has to come from the kingdom of heaven within. The kingdom of heaven operates from within, and it will cause you to become strong because we, in all honesty, we really don't know what strength is. That's why when you start seeking for yourself, you come as you are, weak, afraid, jealousy, envy, revenge, whatever. And the truth will change your nature. It will. So you can't do it. And so right on, wake up, folks. Some people are waking up to this. You cannot help anyone at all. Can't even help ourselves. Of ourselves, we can do nothing, and of ourselves, we know nothing. Amazing, huh? So, amazing fellowship yesterday, by the way. It was this year, we are waiting to see, but we're taking it to another level, higher level, whatever that is and whatever that means. So, the brand new biblical question. New biblical question. What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? What is it? Amazing, huh? That is a doozy of a question. Really, really is. I think it's so interesting in that our parents mess us up as kids. All parents screw up kids. And then for the rest of our lives, we have to work to overcome it. Isn't that amazing? They set us up, all kids, boys and girls, being set up to fail in life, to suffer. And all your life you spend trying to overcome. And most people never really overcome. And it's not the way it's supposed to be. What the? But it's so interesting. It's a spiritual battle. And as a result of it, the weakness of human beings, I'm losing my country's gone. It is not coming back. It's so far down the road now. I think if we had a truckload of babies a day for the next 20 years, I don't know if we can turn it around. I just think it's so far gone. And I want to show you some examples of my country being gone. Remember when they would have games, football games, track meets, basketball games, whatever, and then whoever opened the game up, they opened it up with the national anthem, the American national anthem, the United States. That's gone now for the most part. They had this football game yesterday, and it was a mess. It was there was nothing American about it. It was all third world entertainment and everything. It was just hard to believe that that was happening. But it's the way it is. White people are afraid, and the people of color don't care. And not all, but most don't care. It's over for America. They have believed it to a lie that America is a bad country. You don't miss your water until the well run dry. And in America today, the well is running dry. Where will you go once America is destroyed? Where will you go? It's just, I know now more than ever, but I didn't know that human beings can literally destroy a whole country, a nation that was built by white men in an amazing way with the help of God. And it's just been torn down. Every aspect, everything of it that symbolizes white or whiteness, whatever you want to say, is being taken away. And it's mind-blowing. So yesterday they had this football game, and Fox News is reported. They had this so-called singer there, a person by the name of Jones, Coco Jones or something, and they performed. And instead of singing the American anthem, national anthem at the game like they normally would do, they performed something called Lift Every Voice and Sing that had nothing to do with America at all, zero. And so I'm wondering, why do so many people pay so much money to go to these games and tolerate and watch America being destroyed? But I realized after that, oh, it's the thrill of it. They love these games because they are noisy, they're exciting, and for a moment, you forget about your misery. And so they'll rather forget about their misery and let America fall apart to get the thrill. There was this one guy said that he loved the yelling and the screaming and loud noise at the football games and others, because for a moment he forget about how much he hates his wife. And then when the noise quieted down, he looks over and he remember how much he hates his wife. So it's for the thrill of it. And as a result, the thrill is what the people pay for. Even though they sit there and they're agitated and irritated about the changes of the performance, but they still would rather have the thrill. And that's why they still go. And this was at the Super Bowl thing they had there yesterday. Watch them singing the wrong song at the Super Bowl yesterday. Oh, this is just an image of it. This female was singing something called the Black National Anthem yesterday instead of the American. And so I'm wondering, who picked these people? Who decide to let these people perform there? And don't they let the, or do they let the committee know what they're going to do in advance? The hatred of America is mind-blowing to me. You would think that these people would leave and go to whatever country they like better than to stay here and destroy It's like being married. Rather than leaving your wife or the lady leaving her husband, they destroy each other. They destroy each other. So they never should have allowed this female, Coco Jones, perform there, knowing that if they knew, and let's say that they didn't know she was going to perform in that way, they should have immediately stopped her. Hey, stop it, and get her off the stage, and let somebody else go out there and sing the American National Anthem. Fox News, lift every voice and sing, has been a source of consternation for NFL fans since the league started to use the song during the 2020 season. So they already upset about it, but they still support the team. They still go. They pay buku money just for a thrill. And then it's a thrill knowing when these people do this, because the people get mad at them for doing it, another thrill. My country is no longer Tears of Thee. It's amazing to see it, too. And it's amazing to see that the so-called people of color are the ones who are doing it. Supported by some liberal white people, too, maybe some conservative who are afraid of the people of color. People of color, they're afraid to correct them. What a mess. So we showed the image. We're not able to play the sound. Amazing, huh? It's kind of sad. It seems as though there's nothing that can be done about what's happening to America. The great white hope, Donald Trump. Some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king. And they hold king rallies around the world, not just around the country, honoring the king. And some people call him daddy. Your dad is home. Your dad is home to stay. And I call him the great white hope. Well, he commented on the Super Bowl yesterday. This is from Fox, and here's what he had to say. This is from Fox. The Super Bowl LS halftime show featuring Latin trap artist. What does Latin mean? Latina? Hey.
I think it means Spanish speaking. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, Darren, really. Tell me Latino, Spanish. Why do they let the Latin people sing there?
Latin American?
Latin American.
Oh.
Which is like south of the border.
Featuring Latin trap artist. Oh, this is a different person than the Super Bowl person. I mean, the black female. So there was somebody named Bad Bunny that performed there. And the great white hope, according to the Fox News report from Fox News, saying that was the worst Super Bowl ever. The Super Bowl LS halftime show featuring Latin trap artist Bad Bunny was the subject of immense criticism from American on Sunday. President Donald Trump called it the worst ever. Watch it for Reuters.
Donald Trump has had his say on the Super Bowl halftime show, led by Puerto Rican singer Bad Bunny, and he wasn't a fan. Posting Sunday on Truth Social, he said the Super Bowl halftime show is absolutely terrible, one of the worst ever. It makes no sense, it's an affront to the greatness of America, and doesn't represent our standards of success, creativity, or excellence. Bad Bunny headlined the 60th Super Bowl halftime show at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, just a week after winning Album of the Year at the Grammys. He was joined by Lady Gaga and Ricky Martin, bringing Spanish-language songs and reggaeton rhythms to the top American football event. His appearance has provoked conservatives, coming after he publicly criticized Trump's deportation policies and supported Kamala Harris during the 2024 election. Weeks before the event, Trump called his selection as the Super Bowl halftime act absolutely ridiculous.
Is this guy, what does a trap artist mean?
It's a type of rap, right? Isn't it a type of rap-ish related anyway?
Evolution of hip-hop down the road, right?
Did they have any normal white people performing there?
I'm not aware of any normal white people there.
And did, there was no American singing or anything?
Right.
What, they thought this thing was happening in Mexico or somewhere?
Well, he's Puerto Rican.
This guy is?
Yeah.
So he's an American citizen?
Right. Unfortunately. Nah, I'm kidding, bro. Shout out.
He said he would do this, too. He said he would do it in Spanish, and then, too bad, you better learn it, because in a few years, we're going to, like, basically replace you. I'm paraphrasing. He didn't say that. But
he's kind of like Sandy Cortez. She's Puerto Rican, too, right? Although he was not raised in New York City like she, or whatever.
What, where did he say that, Nick?
Let me get you the source, but he did say, he basically told America, like, too bad, so sad, I'm doing this in Spanish.
I had heard something to that effect days or maybe even weeks in advance of his, half of the event.
So who decide who's gonna perform at these events?
I looked that up on AI, Grok, okay?
Yeah,
I disclaim, info may be false, but the NFL, whoever that is, Roger Goodell, I don't know, combined with Roc Nation, which is the company owned by Jay-Z, and they say that Grok, now this, I disclaim, maybe false, Grok says that Jay-Z has the final word. He can veto or whatever.
Really? Well, it's over.
That rapper.
Jay-Z, that's Beyonce's husband, right?
Indeed it is.
So
she did a horrible Super Bowl halftime show about 10, 15 years ago.
Isn't he black?
He is.
Why would they let him be in charge of deciding who's going to perform?
DEI. Well, he is a billionaire, but yeah.
What a sad way to live.
He's a music mogul.
My country is gone.
Yeah, Fox confirms this, like, by the way, just to jump in, he basically told people, you have 4 months to learn. He said he was, like, on an appearance somewhere, and he said something in Spanish, and then he said, if you don't understand what I just said, you have 4 months to learn Spanish. And then he apparently walked those comments back, according to Fox.
Amazing.
So that was 4 months before the Super Bowl that he said that.
I have to assume.
So we don't have a soundbite to what the president said.
No, it was posted on his Truth Social thing.
Oh, okay.
He said, and I quote, per the, I took a screenshot, that thing, because they took a screenshot and shared it on that news report. The Super Bowl halftime show is absolutely terrible. Apparently he was watching it or something. One of the worst ever. It makes no sense. Is an affront to the greatness of America.
Yeah, it is.
And doesn't represent our standards of success, creativity, or excellence. Nobody understands a word this guy is saying. The dancing is disgusting, especially for young children who are watching from throughout the USA and all over the world. This quote-unquote show is just a slap in the face, and he goes on and on and on.
Wow. He's right about that.
Yeah. That was the spirit of it, it seems like. A slap in the face.
So I'm told that this guy performed in total Spanish. He didn't even do it in English. Is that right?
That's what I heard. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. My producer told me. I think the last word of the song, some He spoke one English stuff.
Like God Bless the USA or something like that.
Amazing. Bad Bunny closed out the Super Bowl performance with a billboard behind him saying, the only thing more powerful than hate is love.
Oh, there it is behind him, sort of obscured by the flags. Oh, there it is.
The only thing more important than love? Well, he doesn't have any love. How he know that?
This is the type of thing that Martin Luther King said, too, Junior.
What a mess. It is awful, folks. 888-77-5-3-7-7-3. 888-77-JESSE. It's amazing to me that the people of hate with no love or anything are the ones that are hated and pushing hatred, but yet they're blaming it on the white people. The haters are blaming it on the people who do not hate them or hate anyone, really. They are hating they have to overcome, but it has nothing to do with that. And the haters are pushing hate in a Christian country and getting away with it. And most people are like the president, are afraid to say, no, this is not going to happen. What a mess. 888-77-JESSE. Super, super, super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on YouTube, no, Facebook, I mean, Bartho says, congratulations with your interview with Kim Heller, a woman from South Africa, from the fallen state. A few months back.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Thank you.
By her brain, I'm ashamed as a fellow South African by her brainless way of answering your questions. Perhaps she's from a different planet.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. Amazing.
Seth M., I like your show. You have some very good points, but some things I believe you sensationalize. I would love to have a conversation with you, says Seth.
Thank you, Seth. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Anthony, much respect, Jesse. Anthony R.
Thank you, Anthony R. I appreciate it.
User 72924 on cozy.tv. What's up, Jesse? Texting from Fullerton, California. I like your videos, man.
Good morning. Cozy over there. Thank you. And I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Over during church with Jesse Lee Peterson, welcome to Canadalo. 2822. Welcome, jail bond member. Bond YouTube.
Right on. Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Joseph B., be the living example. Be the living example.
Exactly. Amazing.
Pink Catman, let go and let God. Be present. Don't judge. Be still and know God. Catch the first thought. Amazing.
Amazing. Fellowship is amazing. Check it out at rebuildingaman.com/church. rebuildingaman.com/church. Heard around the world. And it's amazing. And for the flat earther, heard up and down the world. So everybody, amazing. Thank you.
Jules Verne, I like Jesse's sports coat, sport jacket, whatever it's called.
Bring it back style. God, we're losing the country. Amazing. Thank you.
Marty, happy Sunday, everyone. Hope all is well. Yesterday, we celebrated my daughter's 18th birthday. Thank you, JLP crew, for what you do. Much love. Keep up the good work. Love you guys. Various hearts, sparkles, and thanks hands.
Amazing. Thank you for your support, and happy birthday to your daughter. Amazing.
We'll have to read the rest later, y'all.
Let me take a quick break. 888-7753. 773-888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Other than sex, I wonder why would a man even need a woman today? Women don't know how to cook. They don't know how to clean. They're in competition with men. They don't want to be wives and mothers. Some want to get married, but they don't want to live in that proper position of life. Because the only purpose of marriage is to have a family. And that's been known forever. And so if you don't want to have children, there is no need to get married. And so I was wondering, why would a man even get married today? I never thought I'd see the day when women would be come out of her natural role and be like a man. Even though she hate that role, when she's with a man that's weak, she hate him. But if he try to be strong, she'll stop it. I never imagined that. You're seeing good destroyed and abnormal is presented as normal. Amazing. Welcome back. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Like these videos. Like the videos. The Haik Report is coming up at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Haik Report. And after the Haik Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time. From 11 to 1. You don't want to miss either one of them. They are on fire. Trying to save America. Bring back my country. And then last but not least for now, check out Punchy's TV. Brand new episode. You can podcast. Amazing. PUNCHIE.TV. Punchy. No S. PUNCHIE.TV. It was amazing. Or it is amazing. No S. Check it out. All right. I do appreciate it. I really am just, even though it's been happening for a long time now, it's been kind of happening for the attack on America. I just didn't know it was possible. I didn't know. Even though we've been playing these things, videos of this happening in Europe and this happening in Great Britain over there and then South Africa, we saw how white people were afraid in South Africa of speaking up. And so they finally gave over their country to the blacks. And they went to the farmland. They're like, okay, black, you can have the city. We're going to just walk away and let you have everything. And they went out to the farmland, and the destruction just continued. That's happening in America. And it seemed like a free fall or something. It's getting worse. And I don't see a change coming, folks. I don't see a change coming. I've been saying for a long time that white people now are the genocide in America. And it shouldn't happen. It doesn't need to happen. If you speak up, don't be angry. It won't happen. But it's silent when it comes to white people. I ask people all the time on my Fallen State show and here on this show, do you love white people? I love everybody. Do you love white people? I love everybody. Even white people are afraid to say, yes, I love white people, because they don't want to be called racist, some of them say. And I've told you there is a genocide. Where will you go when America become Europe, where they have taken over the illegal aliens and the so-called immigrants have taken over, legal immigrants have taken over Europe? Where are you going to go? This is it. I guess everybody moved to China or somewhere. I wanna go to South by 093, Nick, and I wanna show you and another example of genocide upon white people. And it's just openly happening. You can call them names. You can attack them. You can knock the whites out. You can rape them. You can rob them. You can do whatever you want and get away with it. But if one white person did that to a person of color, it's hell to pay. It is hell to pay in their own country. It's a battle between good and evil. It's spiritual. I want to give you a quick example, then I get to your calls here, of 88877, Jesse, of white people being attacked. And there is a genocide. And it just, nothing's being done about it. I remember years ago warning white people, y'all better speak up. Don't be afraid. You're not to blame for slavery and all that mess. There's nothing to feel guilty about. And they didn't speak up. And look what's happening. Here's an example of the genocide. This is from Right Angle News. A New York woman is going viral after being repeatedly harassed by a group of black females, they said women, on the subway, only to drop the N-word on them as the subway door closes. Watch this from Right Angle News. Watch this.
Girl, next time somebody hit your ass, you're not supposed to beat their ass.
Bye. Bye. Next call. Look at wild animals. That's not human. That's not normal. Look at the back. Look how they, according to the report, this whole group of people attacking this one lady. She used the so-called N-word, and they act like they're so upset about it. It's all an act. It's not even real. They're not upset about that. It's just another opportunity to attack white people. There's no love in that at all. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when it come for you? 888-77-JESSE. My country is gone. Let's see here. Let's go to Tony out of California. Tony, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Oh, man, it's a beautiful day on this beautiful Monday morning. I mean, the country is lit up because of Bad Bunny.
Because of Bad Bunny.
That performance he did last night, the country and the world is much brighter.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, what I mean just is this. I'm glad you asked that, my friend.
You think it was okay that this guy did his performance in Spanish?
Yes.
And
yes.
Why is that okay in America when it's English in America? Why is that okay with you?
Because America is a dumb, non-educated country. We only have one language here.
And so if America's a dumb, you said dumb what now?
Illiterate. It is an illiterate country.
So what keeps you here if you hate America? Why do you stay in America if you see it that way? What keeps you here? And for the record, you're black, right?
One language.
Tony, for those who don't know, you're black, right?
I can speak more than one language, my friend.
Tony, for the record, you're black, right?
It don't matter. I'm a human being, Jesse.
Are you black human being?
And the thing is, Jesse,
are you a black human being?
Diverse. Yes, that's it. What's wrong with that? Yeah, that's a crime. That's a crime being black. Ain't you black?
What keep you?
Ain't you black, Jesse?
Tony, what keeps you in America if you hate it?
Jesse.
If you don't love the country, calm down. What keeps you in America if you don't love it?
Jesse, I love this country. I love the people in it because I believe that it's better to have different types of individuals so we can learn each other's culture instead of just wannabe hatred about white people is in control, white people are better than you, white people are... Jesse, aren't you tired of that? You grew up in that.
Tony, why do we need to
learn... Why you still want to keep... Why you can't change, Jesse?
Tony, why do we need to learn other people's culture? For what purpose?
Why? So we can get along better, Jesse.
But how
so
that's
we can
gonna
love
make,
one another.
How will that God make said, us get along better? How is that going to...
God made everybody.
Let me ask you this. This guy singing Spanish at the football game in America, how is that helping America get along better?
Because you know why? Kid Rock was singing about molesting girls. He got
Tony,
a song about molesting girls.
Come back to
girls.
This man that's sitting in the bed, buddy.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to let you go. Cause you just yelling and screaming. I'm asking you, how did this guy that performed it yesterday, that speaking in Spanish, the whole song in Spanish, according to the report, how did that make America better?
It can teach you how to speak Spanish, Jesse.
It didn't teach anyone how to speak Spanish. That's not how you learn
Spanish.
Get into
the rhythm, Jesse. Do you know how to dance, Jesse? Get into the rhythm, Jesse.
Tony.
Instead of square dancing all your life. Yes, Jesse, go ahead. I'm telling you that.
I'm asking you a question that you're not. How did that?
I'm answering it for you.
Tony. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm trying to get an understanding.
It's about arguing.
Well, calm down. Slow down. How did this guy speaking, singing in Spanish make America better?
Okay, Jesse, once again, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it slower this time so you can understand, maybe. It'll give you an opportunity and the interest of speaking. Learning how to speak a different language.
Why?
Because it broadens your horizon. You'll be able to communicate with other individuals.
But when people come here, it's English first.
Come here. People are already here, Jesse. People was born here speaking Spanish, Jesse.
Do you agree that it's America in America, English first?
Whatever you desire is first, Jesse.
How about in America?
That's what I'm saying, in America. Whatever you desire. America is not based on white people, man. Come on. Grow up, Jesse.
How about...
Get out of the 1930s, Jesse.
But is it true or not that white people built America? They founded and built
That's
the greatest
lie.
Country.
That's a lie. This is not the greatest country either, Jesse. So stop telling that lie, too.
And why do you say it's
please?
Not the greatest
Wait,
country?
Let me ask you this, Jesse. Because you got white people singing about molesting children. That's why it's not
Tony,
great.
Why do you
Kid
say...
Kid Rock was singing about...
Bye, Tony.
...raping children.
Amazing. He getting off the subject. I want to understand how is singing in Spanish at an American event, making the country better. How? And see, white folks, you let these people run your country. It's going to only get worse. It's not going to get better. And I've been saying for a long time now, it's going to get worse. It's getting worse. And it's going to get worse. Let me go to first-time caller out of Australia. Let me go to first-time caller out of Australia. Philip. Philip, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. I've watched the halftime show, and what I thought about it was because I've been seeing, like, all the, illegals and immigration stuff happening in America.
Yeah.
It's like I thought the Democrats must have been running the Super Bowl because it just didn't seem right to me, you know. But the thing is plus that guy, he doesn't like ICE at all, you know, whatever. And here in Australia, I mean, for instance, I go to a church and they're all Sudanese immigrants there. There's only me and two other people that are white that go to that church. But I don't know if racism is the same here as it is in America, but I love my church and I love the people there. And, you know, but I think that that Spanish guy might be a good artist and everything like that, but I noticed the people in the crowd, they were very still. They didn't clap or do much, you know. But the thing is like...
Oh, they did not, when he was singing that in Spanish, they didn't clap their hands or anything?
And nothing against Spanish people. I think Spanish people are amazing. I think anybody from any country is blessed and to have their culture. But I think they should have sung in English.
Yeah.
And I'm not being racist about it, but the thing is I think I'm an Australian just watching it and thinking, this doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
I mean, they had Lady Gaga there, but the thing is like, just didn't seem right to me.
It had no logic to it at all. And I don't even know why, whatever committee that picked these people, why would they allow them to sing in another language at an American event? It doesn't make sense. And according to report, there was a black female singing something called Lift Every Voice. That has nothing to do with American either. America at all.
Yes.
And they allow her to do that.
And can I say something? I've seen you on YouTube and seen you do all sorts of things for a very long time. I never thought in my wildest dreams that I'd ever speak to you. But the thing is, I have to applaud you for being straight up and honest and just real, you know, because we need people like that. And I tell you something about America, too. The thing is, we need a strong America.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what we need because we rely on America for a lot of things. But
are they in Australia, are they having problem with immigration in the way that we are having here in America?
No, because what happens is the people that come here, they either come on a plane on a tourist visa or they come on a boat. And so we don't have the amount of people coming here like you do in America. And we have, like, the border force and stuff like that. And they stop the boats and send people back to their countries and stuff like that. So we're an island. We're not connected to anybody else, so we don't have as much problems. But we do have immigration problems, but not as much as you guys do.
Have you ever been to America?
No, my mother did, though.
Oh, okay.
My mother went to America, and she really liked it. But
it's a mess.
What was that?
America is a mess now.
Yeah, I can see that, you know, because I watch it online. But the thing is it's a shame it's gone that way, you know. I mean, I really like President Trump. I don't know what your views are on who you like or who you don't.
I love the great white hope. He's amazing.
Because, see, a lot of my friends, we love Trump, you know, because the thing about Trump is, it's kind of strange in a way. It's not strange, but we need a really strong person in the White House because, you know, if anything goes wrong, we need them, you know. And so, and the thing I love about Trump, when he says something that he's going to do, he does it. Here in Australia, politicians promise things all the time. They promise the heaven and the earth, and and then they get they get elected and they do nothing, you know.
Yeah.
But I really, really love Trump, and also too. I mean, I go to a church full of Sudanese immigrants, right? They all came here legally, and the reason why I go to that church is because it's walking distance from my house, and. But the people there are just beautiful and lovely. And we have dinner or lunch afterwards. And
amazing.
Their food is amazing. But the thing is we're a very multicultural country here anyway. But
wow. I'm glad that it's not what's happening here is not happening there because it's a mess. My country's gone. Philip, I gotta run. I do appreciate your call. Call me again.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and you're awesome, and I'm a fan of yours.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate
it. You take care, my friend.
Okay. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Peter 80 on Bond YouTube channel yesterday with a super chat. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, and thank you for your support.
Julie M., welcome Bond supporter, monthly supporter. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie.
Faith to Sight, the best fellowship on this side of heaven.
Check out yesterday's fellowship. Really, you can just podcast all that fellowship. They are amazing. A gift from God, rebuildingaman.com/church.
Eric H., 5 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. No words, no thoughts, no images, no mind.
All thoughts are all lies. All the time about anything. Amazing. Thank you.
Nilla Thrilla, they call him King.
They call him amazing. Thank you.
Todd 1162 with a sticker of a foxy little dog thing rolling on the floor laughing, I think.
Amazing. Thank you.
Doug G, welcome JLP show member. Very cool.
Thank you, Doug G. I appreciate it.
Devlin M. Jesse, we just ain't the same, made the same, I guess, sir, because anger just seems to be a natural order of my outrage at the evils in this world. I get that anger is bad, though. Wish I had that patience.
You can have it. Drop the anger and you will have patience. Really, drop the anger. Amazing. Thank you.
Chicken Bro Joe says, imagine telling David, don't be angry at Goliath. There's no reason to be angry. This is why the heathen trample us.
Amazing. Anger is the reason that you don't have the power to speak up because you're afraid. If you didn't have the anger, you wouldn't have the fear. Amazing. Thank you.
We'll read the rest later, y'all. Thank you kindly.
I got to take a break already. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. Hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. Amazing. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
There's some serious mess going on in this here old world. And this is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. You ought to. And everybody loves females. You ought to. This it's the 9th of February, AD 2026. And there is one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news, young or old. And JLP will be right back if the Lord wills it and the creek doesn't rise. JLP shall return and we'll get to your calls and more of your super chats. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports Team USA won 2 gold medals at the Olympics. The Winter Olympics are ongoing since, I guess, Friday or something like that. On Sunday, 2 gold medals for the USA. But a shocking crash on the ski slopes cast a somber note on an otherwise celebratory day. American athlete Lindsey Vonn, V-O-N-N-L-I-N-D-S-E-Y, Lindsey. She fractured her leg. She broke her leg in a downhill race. Many agree that her journey, despite its ending, is anything but a failure, says Commie Nonsense. And the Super Bowl celebrations underway in Seattle, Washington. I guess that's that away. After the Seahawks secured a 29-13 victory over the New England Patriots in Super Bowl LX, which is 60, Roman numerals for 60. LX, L being 50, X being 10, makes 60. It's the second Super Bowl title for Seattle, the Seahawks, which last won 12 years ago. Sunday's game was dominated by the Seahawks' outstanding defense, supposedly, according to Commie Nonsense Network. It feels corny reading this stuff, giving New England quarterback Drake May barely any time to breathe in the pocket, whatever that thing is. Some of you guys who know American football know. At halftime, Puerto Rican superstar Bad Bunny, maybe he should be called Good Bunny because he's a good little anti-white globalist, apparently, delivered an energetic performance featuring his biggest hits, powerful imagery, supposedly, and theatrical nods to songs and symbols from his from throughout his Spanish language catalog. He often sings in Spanglish, I thought, or raps or whatever. Several huge stars, including Lady Gaga, another embarrassing name, and Ricky Martin made appearances. Nice. Congratulations, y'all. And Nancy Guthrie, still missing. The search for missing mother of today, anchor Savannah Guthrie, and her other brother and sister, intensifying ahead of a reported ransom deadline, 5 p.m. local time in Arizona. That would be Mountain Standard Time. Purported ransom notes sent to several, or at least a few, media outlets threaten Nancy Guthrie's life and demand $6 million in Bitcoin in exchange for her safe return. Nancy's children posted a video on social media over the weekend. Would that be a third video or something like that? With a direct plea to the possible captor saying, "We will pay." Investigators returned to Nancy's home Sunday. Still have not publicly identified any suspects linked to her disappearance just over a week ago. Wow, what a mess, huh? What is this, Mexico? Because in Mexico, people get kidnapped, and sometimes it's Americans who get kidnapped, and then they hold them for ransom. But I don't know if it has anything to do with Mexico. But anyway, the Epstein Files drama, it's ridiculous. Anyway, members of Congress can be reviewing unredacted versions of the Jeffrey Epstein files at the DOJ starting today, Department of So-Called Justice, per a letter obtained by Commie Nonsense Network. This comes as the department's recent release of more than 3 million Epstein-related so-called documents is supposedly shedding light, or maybe more darkness and confusion, honestly, on the late so-called sex offender and his links to billionaires, royals, and government officials in the U.S. and abroad. In the coming hours, lawmakers will be permitted to view the files, but no outside electronic devices will be allowed because they don't want to leak stuff, right? It's unclear whether any of the information reviewed will be shared publicly. By the way, the FBI concluded that the Jeffrey Epstein was not running a sex trafficking ring for powerful men, so said an AP, Associated Press, review of the Justice Department records. I'm James Hake, now JLP. Hour 2. Mm-hmm.
got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-5373. Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy, a mama mia. What's the chief cause of spiritual sickness? What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? What an amazing question. What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show and still listen on your phone. Anywhere in the whole world by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, a Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. We're going to get to your super chats here in a minute. It is Monday. And we take all the calls that come in, but we take the ladies' calls first, as they come in, because Monday is and will always be Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Wow.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Deep in my soul, I do believe. What a mess. I want my country back, but my country's not coming back. Let me go to the busy phones. Heidi is a first-time caller out of Canada. Heidi, you are on the
air.
Hey, Heidi.
Hi. Hello.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Amazing. All is well.
Good. I'm calling because I'm a single mom of two boys, 9 and 16. And I am calling to ask how I can keep from affecting them with my anger.
The only way you're going to keep from affecting them is to overcome anger, because anyone that has anger, anyone that has one iota of anger has no love, so you can only pass on hate to them because you have no love.
Okay.
Why don't you drop your anger?
I'm trying.
How? Don't try. Just do it.
I know. I'm trying by doing the silent prayer.
Yeah.
Morning and night, and just trying to do silent prayer, talk less, feel God's presence, listen for inner guidance.
Right on. Did you forgive your mother and father?
My father I never met. My mother left him when she was pregnant with me. She talked badly about him. I've never seen a picture of him, met him.
Wow. What an evil female.
Yeah. And unfortunately I feel a lot like her, unfortunately. I see a lot of the same characteristics.
Yeah, you become like what you hate. And all boys and girls, men and women, hate their mothers and yearn for their father. So you become like what you hate.
Right. Is it possible to raise alpha males as a single mom?
As long as you don't have anger.
Yeah.
Have you forgiven your mother?
She gave me away to the government, to foster care, when I was 12 years old. And she's come back into my life recently. I've told her that I've forgiven her. You know, because I was 12 years old. I'm 37 now. So I've told her to her face that I've forgiven her. She asked me for forgiveness, but she continues on with the same type of behavior, and I feel myself, you know, like I haven't talked to her in a couple of months because of.
And so, have you forgiven her?
I don't know. I still feel I've forgiven her to her face, but I.
What
still
did you
feel...
say to her when you went and forgave her? What did you say to her?
I said to her, "I forgive you." It's just simply that.
Oh, okay.
It's in the past, and but is it? Do you think that with forgiveness, is it just as simple as that, or do you then expect for them to act differently? Or
no, you don't have any expectation from anyone, not even from your mother, and so when you forgive her for what she's done, you're admitting that yes, I resent you for what you've done, but I realize now you couldn't help yourself. So I'm sorry for resenting you. And when you do that, you shall be forgiven by the Spirit of Truth, by God. But you don't have any expectation from her at all. And then move on with your life. You don't have to hang around her. You don't have to even talk to her. Just don't resent her.
Okay, that was going to be my next question is, does forgiving your mother mean you have to continue a relationship with her?
Not at all. One thing about forgiving, truly admitting you're wrong for resenting or being angry, it frees you up to start living your own life, and it would be amazing. So if you don't want to be around her, and if you don't want to talk to her, you want nothing to do with her, You're freer now then to do it than any other time because you're no longer connected to her in any way. People who have anger, who are resentful, they're connected to the people or person that they resent and they can't get away.
Yeah.
But you don't have to deal with her at all.
Okay. All right. That was one of my main questions.
Where are the boys' fathers?
They have the same father, and he is in prison.
He's in prison?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Have they ever seen him and talked to him?
Because of the age difference, my first son, yes, he had his first 6 years of life with his father.
Okay.
The youngest one, no.
Amazing. Well, here's what I recommend, that you, you know, for sure forgive your mother. And then when and and you've heard me say that all thoughts are all lies the time about anything, right?
Right.
So when the thoughts come to make you feel the spirit of anger, which is an evil spirit, just don't call it you, and be aware of the thoughts and pain, but don't call it you. Go on with your life. Don't take it out on your children or anyone, and I promise you, it will be taken away from you.
Okay.
Just don't identify. Don't call it you. And practice staying present. Keep your, you know, be aware of yourself breathing or be aware of your body. Be aware of where you are and what you're doing at all time, and you shall be made free.
Thank you. Makes sense to me.
And again, don't, when you correct them, don't yell at them. You can, you know, correct them, but without the yelling and the screaming and carrying on.
Well, and also like nagging.
Yeah.
Too, you know, like I find myself, I don't yell or scream because my mother did that to me and I just don't have that in me to get that angry at them.
Right.
But I do tend to over explain, like, well, why would you do that? Because if and just go on and on and on, and I get sick of hearing my own voice, you know, so yeah. I can't imagine how they feel.
Right. When that happens, just stop talking.
Right.
And then what you would do, you will shock the devil. You will shock evil. And just don't go with it. And then in shocking the devil, eventually he won't be in you at all. You will have a clear mind and a pure heart.
Right. Yeah, I believe that because I did that last night. I caught myself. I stopped the nagging. It was just a simple, you know, command, I guess, for lack of a better word, from me to my boys. And I just walked away and, you know, I came back and what I asked was done and it was beautiful. I felt great.
Right on.
They probably did too, right?
Of course. So, absolutely. Yeah. Well, you keep doing that. If you find yourself over talking, just stop. You don't have to go on. You don't have to continue it. And eventually you will have control of that as well.
Right. What about I like to say the doormat effect. What about this when you're parenting? Does that apply?
Yes. Let's say that because children are being raised with anger, so they're going to get it. They're going to give back what they've been given. And then, so what I recommend is that, let's say your boy get angry at you and he yell or whatever. Don't yell back at him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say, oh, you can't talk to me that way. You correct him if you need to, but take the pain because it's just the ego pain. And it's going to feel like the devil going to tell you, oh, he's disrespecting you. You're the mother.
Right.
You're this and you're that. He's going to disrespect
you. Those evil thoughts.
Yeah.
Yep.
But don't fall for those thoughts and yell back at him or them, and you'll be fine. Mm. Take the pain, and you're going to see that. And I promise you this, too, if you do it, you're going to see that the pain is not you. You feel it in your body, but you're not your body. You're not the thought that brought on the pain, and you're not the pain, and it will disappear.
Right. It's similar to church yesterday.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Jesse. I really appreciate it. I'll probably call again.
You stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with it. Let me know how you're doing.
Okay. Will do. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Amazing. 888-775-3773. So to the callers and the super chatters, I have a guest. And she was a little late getting here. She black. Is she black? Oh.
Kind of.
I don't think she's black.
Did James say kind of?
Are you black?
I am black.
You late.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, come on in. Oh, you did?
Yeah. He doesn't want to appear on camera.
He doesn't want to?
No.
He doesn't want to be on?
I don't know. He doesn't want
to. Okay.
Because he'll get canceled by association.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Amazing.
Well, you've probably seen his jokes online.
Yeah.
You probably have seen his
his jokes.
Yes.
You'll see when you meet him, you'll be like, oh, I know this guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. Leonardo Joni is with me. And she's late like a black person.
Hey, I was trying to fit in with your culture. So you're representing white people by getting up at 5 a.m. I'm going to represent your people by being like, yo, what the fuck is this shit?
I appreciate that. She is a stand-up comedian, political commentator, and probably the most banned
female comedian. Yeah, for sure.
Why are you so banned? Don't get me banned, but why are you so banned?
Well, because people don't like hearing the truth is why. They want me to go up there and be like, women are the best and men suck and screw white people. And I'm like, black people do crime. Yeah. Mexicans molest their kids. Women are out of control. And they're like, that's it. Cancel. So, usually I just because I fight all their agendas that they have. Like, do you mind if I take this off? It's weirding me out a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You can take off.
Thank you. I'll do that. Yeah, because I'm just hearing myself, and I'm like, oh, I sound like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's – so, you know, I started in 2019. That's when the trans agenda was raging.
Oh, okay.
And I started making jokes against the trans agenda. And I wasn't even known. I mean, I was an open mic or whatever, but I did a few gigs for people making these jokes, and they would get complaints like – there was no trans people in the audience. Of course, there was always a liberal white woman who'd be like, I was offended. And it's like, you don't even know what you're supposed to be offended about, you know?
Yeah.
And now all the women are like, they're letting the men compete with us in sports. I'm like, well, I thought you said that there's no difference between men and women.
I rest my case.
What are you so upset about?
Absolutely.
You're all complaining about how they don't let you in the military and the fire department and the police force because you're just as capable as men.
Let me ask, speaking of the women, white women, in New York, they, according to report, elected Mandami.
According to reports.
Right.
I know, because I doubt that any of that stuff's real, but whatever.
What's wrong with the white women today that they seem to make bad decisions and not good ones that will affect themselves and their country? What's wrong with them?
It's okay. So you know a lot about the female psychology, don't you?
Right, I do.
What's true about women?
Nothing.
There is true. Our
they are angry, out of control, emotional.
Yeah,
and cannot make rational decisions.
Hold on. So that's it, right? They're emotional.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to manipulate women and get them to behave in a certain manner, you just hack that emotional nature of theirs. Yeah. Which is exactly what has happened. Now, I'm not going to let them off the hook because I think that if you don't take responsibility for what you're doing, you have no power to change it.
Right.
So we do have the responsibility to recognize that we are being brainwashed and to start thinking about the things that we are thinking, which actually most people don't do.
Absolutely.
Most men and women do not reflect on their beliefs and where they got them from and then test them on the fire to say, is this true?
Yeah.
And women are a creature that needs the tribe to survive. We do.
Yeah.
We're not hunters. We can't just go out there on our own, right?
Yeah.
Now this is the unique time in history where in a way we don't need the tribe to survive because there's a whole system set up for us by men where we could go out in the world, survive and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That helped me to become very independent in my thought process and not need the tribe. But that that internal pull for the tribe is strong. You're talking about, you know, thousands of years of biological and evolutionary biology telling you if you get kicked out of the tribe, you're going to die. And so they're going to follow the tribe. And right now, whether at least the manufactured consent is that, well, everybody's on board with this liberal agenda, right?
Yeah.
The agenda of being tolerant, right? Of accepting the third world into your country, of not interfering, as they put it, with a woman's right to choose. This is marketed as the platform of compassion and being a good person.
Amazing.
And so if that's what the tribe is saying, nobody should be surprised that that's what women are saying.
Yeah.
They're like the canary in the coal mine. They don't actually have any of these beliefs. They are reflecting back the beliefs that, well, I think the ruling elite, who have now all been exposed as pedophiles, are creating for us.
What a mess.
It's a total mess.
What a mess. So you said your fiance is here with you, right?
Yes.
So when are you going to marry?
In May.
Really?
So.
May 22nd?
I don't know why. What's up with May 22nd? Is that a good date?
That's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Maybe we will do it. Maybe I'll invite you to come down. You'll be the only black person at my wedding.
That would be fun. Amazing. So are you going to obey him?
I already do. Well, we kind of get it. Sometimes I'm like, take a ride here. And he's like, what did I say, woman? Ultimately, you know, I'm still I'm still a product of the times, right? So there's no way that I'm going to be all like, whatever you say, sir. But at the end of the day, I even if I disagree with him, I kind of have to be like, all right, well, you know, I picked him, so you got to follow what he's saying, or don't pick him.
Why don't you just drop your anger so it'll be easy to obey? why don't you drop
your
anger?
You don't spend your whole life like, you know, having to forge for yourself and break free from a tribe to then just be like, yeah, I'm going to throw all that away. That doesn't happen.
But why not? Why don't you just drop it? You can drop anger just like that and never get angry again. I promise you that if you want to.
Let me
to
tell
do
you
it.
Something, JLP.
What's that?
You cannot never get angry again as long as you have Twitter. Okay. You get on Twitter and you see these Minnesota riots and you see these Somali scams and you see the scams in California with these home care centers that are fake. And you see a million Mexicans coming in, waving the Mexican flag, telling you how terrible your country is.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to get angry. And I think that's the right emotion to feel.
I promise you, word of honor, you can drop your anger. And whatever is happening outside of you will not affect you personally at all. You will see it happening, but you will realize it's not happening to you. It's happening to them. They are doing it, but you are not affected by it. And
wait. What do you mean I'm not affected by it? Have you ever tried to drive in L.A. during rush hour?
It's a mess. That's
all the Mexicans in their little Toyota pickup trucks running around doing scams.
But you still won't be affected by it.
Oh, absolutely. Now I got to add an hour into my commute because my insurance, my health care has to go up.
It's a mess.
My car insurance has to go up because none of them have insurance. Sure, you're being affected by it.
Amazing.
I don't think there's anything wrong with anger. I think it's
really?
I think there's something wrong with pathological anger. I think there's something wrong with getting angry for every little thing. But
what's
anger
good
is
good about anger?
Well, it's letting you know that something's not right.
With you, though.
Not necessarily.
It's letting the angry person know that something's, whether male or female, no matter the color.
Let me ask you a question.
But it's letting the angry person know that there's something with them, inside of them.
I disagree. If somebody molests your kid, and isn't that something to get angry about?
Nope.
We have a different understanding.
There is never, ever, 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 but never, ever, never, 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 ever, 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 never a reason to be angry.
So,
but that doesn't mean you won't take action. If someone hurt your kid and you need to take action, you know, send them to jail or whatever you have to do, you will still be able to do it and not be affected by it inwardly. I promise you that.
Yeah, I disagree.
You're not going to do anything about it.
And I know I'm a woman. I'm supposed to defer to you as a man. But in this case, I'm white, so I'm going to use that one. So we're going to trump it. No, I would disagree because I think that anger is our human biology, like stirring us to action. Maybe some people get to a level of enlightenment where they could take the action without the emotion.
Yeah.
But I think it's stirring us. I think a lot of times what anger is telling you is, a boundary's been violated. And, like, think about it now, right? With all these, like, the Super Bowl, right?
I was going to ask you about that right now. you watch the halftime Super Bowl?
No, of course not. I'm not going to let myself get programmed by them. But I've seen the photos.
Oh, okay. What do you think about Bugs Bunny?
Bugs Bunny.
And that black lady singing something called the Black National something. And then Bugs Bunny performing it in Spanish.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's a humiliation ritual. They are telling you, we've invaded your country, we've taken it over, and you're not going to do anything about it. And and you have a bunch of moronic American men sitting around watching it, getting drunk, eating disgusting food, going, oh, well, maybe my team will win. And you're like, they're like destroying your country.
Yeah.
And you're watching this humiliation ritual and you're clapping for it. Honestly, like, you deserve to be a slave.
Yeah.
Because you've made yourself one. You have consented to slavery. And it all could change. It all could change if people pulled their attention from this stuff.
Absolutely.
Stopped watching. Where's the NFL going to get their money if nobody's watching? Yeah. Nobody's tuning in. Nobody's coming to the games.
That's what I said.
Let the Mexicans go watch the football. They don't care about football.
Right.
Let the Puerto Ricans go watch the football. You don't even have, I mean, as hard it is to believe because they procreate at such a fast rate, there's not enough Puerto Ricans to keep the NFL going.
Amazing.
But
I
you know,
said that this morning. I'm like, what make the American people pay their, it's a lot of money to watch a game and then this is happening right in front of them.
They're telling you.
Pay and go.
They're telling you. We own your country. We've destroyed. And then they have the audacity to say things that are so blatantly false. To me, this is a satanic inversion of the truth. It's what you see with these demons where they will boldly lie. So this group of the ruling class is a group of narcissistic pedophiles who are psychopaths. And they like psychopaths and narcissists will lie to you right in front of your face. You could catch them with somebody they're cheating on you with, and they'll lie to your face and tell you that you're crazy and you're obsessed.
Well, what's wrong with the white people that the men, especially the men, that they won't speak up about this and say no? If the men said no to this, it would be over already.
Yep.
What's wrong with them that they don't say no?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. It's the same way. It's like the same question you asked me about what's wrong with these white liberal women.
Yeah.
I think it's a very similar thing that's happened with white men. At least these like liberal men, right? And also these men that have sort of just checked out in a way. They have just gone along to get along. Same thing. You know, if you turn on the news and you watch the way they cover anything, and you know the truth, you go, this is such a lie. But if you don't know the truth, you think they're telling you the truth. And then you think that everybody else believes this. So you're like, well, I don't want to be the one guy who doesn't. So I think they've been placated. And I almost feel like a spell's been put on them, you know, over time, slowly. Like, watch the football and the music and the movies. And it's constantly going on in their consciousness that now they have a perception of reality that is blatantly false, that everybody thinks this is okay. Yes, the Puerto Ricans built America. Don't worry about it. Don't ask questions, you know. And they don't want to be the ones who get targeted for it. That's what I think. They don't want to stand up and get targeted.
But by not standing up, it's just going to get worse. I mean, it's just going to get... Nick, pull up this soundbite. 093. Let me take a quick break.
Sure, sure, sure.
I want to show you something and get your response to it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me take a quick break. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Okay, welcome back. 888-773-888-77-JESSE. And so I'm talking to Leonardo Joni. So you're on a tour right now, and how can people hear you?
Sure. They could just go to my website, leonardaisfunny.com. And I've got my tour schedule up there. I've got all my social media links and... I mean, if they type in Leonardo is funny anywhere, they'll find me. Instagram, YouTube, X. But yeah, go to my website. I have my whole tour schedule there.
Right on.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to play a soundbite for you and get your response to it.
Let's do it.
This is from Right Angle News. A New York woman is going viral after being repeatedly harassed by a group of Black women on a subway.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And then when she was getting off, according to this report, she dropped the N-word after
right.
She was getting off during the subway. Watch this from Right Angle News.
Girl, next time somebody hit your supposed to beat their ass.
Bye.
That was pretty risky of her. Everyone's got fatigue. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
If the average white woman in New York is dropping N-bombs, that means the fatigue has hit peak levels.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we're all learning that all of this crap that they've been shoving down our throats for the last 70 years about equality and racial equality and all this stuff was nothing but a genocide plan.
Absolutely.
And it was a way to disarm white people from protecting themselves and fighting back by making them feel guilty for things they didn't even actually do. And it really what the whole plan was, these people want to kill you. They hate you, actually. And they're projecting their own racial hatred of you and accusing you of it, which is what, by the way, psychopaths and narcissistic personality disorders do.
Amazing. It's happening all the time now.
Yeah.
Where white people are being attacked like that.
Yep.
And it's always about a mob of people who act like wild animals.
Yep.
And I've been saying now for a long time that it's a genocide happening on white people in America right now.
I think it's happening across the world.
Well, definitely. I know it is, especially in white countries.
Yep.
And I've seen it happen in South Africa.
Yep.
Where the white people gave up the city.
It happened in Rhodesia before that. Nobody supported them.
I don't. But what's really weird? Two things. It's weird to see black people act this way. When I was growing up on a plantation in Alabama under the Jim Crow law, America was amazing.
Uh-huh.
And whites and blacks treated each other the way they would like to be treated. And all, they didn't have leaders. They didn't have some dumb Martin Luther King Jr. and others telling them how to vote and giving over their lives to the Democratic Party. They were individuals. They owned
right.
land. They thought for themselves. I never thought that one day I would see black. That's the way white black people used to look and act.
Like, you know how many white people would kiss the ground if black people started acting like that again? Right. They would be so grateful.
Yeah.
It's insane. That's why, you know, race, like, to me, because I used to be a liberal, you know, and I believed all the crap. I believed the crap about white guilt and, yeah, those racists. I didn't even know any Southerners, but I just knew they were racist. They're racist, you know? And, you know, since waking up and everything, I realized white people are the least racist group on earth. That's why you can do this with them.
Yeah.
You can't go to China and tell them that they're racist and watch how fast you get thrown into jail.
Yeah.
That's how because there's a system of Chinese supremacy there, as there should be. It's China.
Yeah.
If you lived under a system of white supremacy, you guys wouldn't be able to talk like this and act like this.
That's right.
So it's the proof is in the pudding.
They would call this woman a bitch and everything.
I know. But as soon as she says that, all of a sudden, they're looking for a reason. You know, they hated her for whatever. She's white. She
right.
did something.
She's white. Just because she's
white. She's white. She maybe bumped into someone by accident. And that's it. Because they're looking for any reason.
And she could not have done anything but just looked over at them.
Yeah.
What are you looking at? Why are you looking at me, white lady? I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, though. What's wrong with the whites?
Well, if you want to know what's going to happen, just go look at the countries that this has already happened in. Go look at Rhodesia. Go look at South Africa. Where are the whites there? Rhodesia, they're basically gone. Now it's Zimbabwe. Now they're all starving to death, which, seriously, I don't give a you know? I'm going to censor myself because I know you're Christian, but I'm a New Yorker, so that's just like drinking water for us, you know? But I'm like, good. I'm like, you should all starve to death. You should row.
Absolutely.
You should see, reap what you sowed, right? So, and then they're begging the white farmers to come back in Zimbabwe, and they're going back. Why are you going back?
White people are crazy.
Why are you going back?
Right back into hell.
No. Let them starve to death. Let them kill each other. And when they go back to killing each other and ruining everything that you built, and there's like five of them left, you can go back, take the country back, and then, you know, institute the actual laws of, like, separation, because you clearly saw it doesn't work. Equality doesn't work because they don't actually want equality. Yeah. They want to rule over you.
I said that, too. It was a big mistake to force integration on the people. It has never worked, and it will not work. You can't make somebody love you. You got to.
Do you know who did it?
Who?
Are you aware who forced the integration?
Martin Luther King and the so-called civil rights people.
Right.
And
well, where did that come from?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Oh.
Socialism?
Well, yeah. Where did that all come from, though?
I don't know.
It's all communism.
It is communism. That's
no,
sure.
It's not. It's not even like a metaphor, actually. Martin Luther King Jr. was a communist.
Yeah.
The support for the overthrow of apartheid was a communist manufactured revolution. The color revolution that happened in Russia was the same thing. People don't study history. When the Bolsheviks took over, who were not ethnically Russian, when they took over and they overthrew the czar and they killed him. By the way, they killed the czar and his family in a basement in a satanic ritual. This has already been proven. They did a dark satanic ritual to kill the king of Russia and his family with his children.
Amazing.
So these people were demons, so they overthrew it. When they did that, even when they did the color revolution in Russia, they did the same thing. They said, oh, these minority Muslim populations and they're being oppressed by the white Christian population. It's the same playbook over and over again.
Well, I didn't know that. That's interesting. I wasn't aware of that.
A lot of people aren't because you don't learn about it.
Yeah.
You don't learn about it. You know, when we went to high school, this has come out. You know, we have our little textbooks that we learned history from.
Right.
We learned all about World War II and Germany and all that. They spent a lot of time telling us about that. Zero time talking about the Bolshevik Revolution and the Marxists and that the fact that they've killed over 100 million people. No time talking about that.
Amazing.
Well, why would that be? Oh, that's because they're in charge of our education system. Because after Stalin turned on them, because every communist ends up turning on itself and eating itself, they fled here. That's when McCarthy had the Red Scare. Remember, they tried to make it seem like he was crazy. He was sniffing out communists in Hollywood. That was all real.
Oh, yeah. I kind of remember. I wasn't into politics, but I do remember hearing about that kind
of stuff. Yeah, well, they teach us all about that from the perspective of this one crazy guy. And they don't tell you that actually they were. They were taking over our movies. They were taking over our education system. They were the ones who were pushing this Marxist ideology of equality and the evilness of the white man, of American white man. And this is a nice little thing that a lot of people don't know. A lot of those textbooks that we study history from, they are published by a company called McGraw-Hill, which was bought by Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell, who scammed his whole entire pensioner's fund right before he died. There was about, I think it was like $2 million or something.
Yeah.
Of all his employees that ran his newspaper, he stole their funds, and then he was mysteriously suicided off his yacht after that. So
how can people find this kind of information? Where should they look?
Well, you're certainly not going to get it by watching Rachel Maddow, I'll tell you that. And you're also not going to get it by watching Fox News. You know,
right.
Fox News may be a little bit better than the left, but it's still people propagandizing to you.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, Americans, you're going to have to pick up a book and read, and you're not going to get it at Barnes & Noble. Go into Barnes & Noble, and it's all just a bunch of book by lesbian feminists telling you how evil men are, you know? But if you look at some old history books, you can go on. Also, there's a couple of websites like Odyssey and BitChute. These are like YouTubes, but like uncensored YouTubes.
Yeah.
You can find videos about this. I would read Alexander Solzhenitsyn's other book where he talks about the Russian Revolution. And there's a lot of this stuff. You can go. There's a lot of Substacks on this. There's a really good Substack called Zoomer Historian. And he did a whole recent series about Rhodesia turning into Zimbabwe.
Okay.
And it was phenomenal. I think you would actually enjoy it.
Okay.
Because he talks about how when the whites came, they found like warring tribes of Africans. Actually, what they found was one tribe of Africans was persecuting and slaughtering these other Africans.
Yeah. So I know they were doing it in South Africa, too.
Yeah.
When the Arabs went there and bought the blacks from the South Africa, other blacks over there used to sell black people, use them as money when they wanted to buy cows and things.
They would
use other black people as money.
Well, this is the unfortunate thing about slavery is that it didn't let you understand your genetic lineages because not all black people come from the same tribes.
Right.
So when they went down there, there was the Bantu who were extremely violent. And they're nomadic, and they'd go through different regions of Africa just killing the tribes. And one of the other tribes that the whites, the Englishmen, came down when they founded Rhodesia was they found they were just kind of like blacks who just wanted to live their life, like kind of like farmers,
right.
You know, and they were getting violently brutalized by these Bantus. So when the whites came, they were like, oh, thank God. And what they said is, we will work for you if you protect us from this group. And they would still get killed or whatever until eventually, like, those blacks were like, hey, this is our deal. And then the whites started fighting them to protect these people that they had promised.
Yeah. What a mess.
It is a mess. The world's a mess. And
hey, come and read this super chat you have for her. For Leonardo, why hate is coming in. What I don't understand about white people is that they're really talented, they're innovative, motivated. But when it comes to protecting themselves from evil people, they seem to lack the motivation, the drive to do that.
Yep.
And I hear a lot of white people complain, especially now that the Jews, for example, not they're afraid of the blacks, but now they are saying that the Jews control everything. And that may or may not be true, but they're saying that they do control in America.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with the whites that they're not self-motivated to? They work hard.
Yep.
And they really provide, they love their first-class life. And I have a.
Well, this is what a black guy calls a first-class life, peace and quiet.
That's right.
They like this first-class life. Their parks are clean, and they go to bed at 10 p.m. This is a first-class life.
Well, what's wrong with them that they're not motivated enough? Let's say the Jews control everything.
Right, which they do, but okay.
Right. But what in their own country, what's wrong with the white people that they allow those kinds of things?
How did they get there? How did they get to that place? How did the Jews get to the place where they control everything?
The white people let them.
How? How? Because
by not
because
doing anything.
No.
I don't know what you mean then.
Well, because the Jews were shut out, right? Used to have these were Anglo-Saxon institutions, and the Anglo-Saxons had rules. They said no Jews, no blacks, no Spanish. They use a different word, which I won't say for you. they said none of these groups, and they were exclusionary.
I remember, now that I understand what you're saying, because when I was growing up in Alabama, blacks went to black schools, white people went to white people's schools, and when they finished high school, they would go to black colleges, and because blacks were more creative and innovative back then than they
right.
are today at all.
Well, yeah, because now they just spend all their time being victims and blaming someone else. And like I said, if you don't take responsibility for your life, then you can't change it.
Right. 100%.
So even at the point that you want to say, even and so the institutions have been captured.
Right, but why did they let that happen?
Why are they letting it happen now?
Right.
No, that's the question. If we think about it.
No, that's a question.
Right.
But
it's a what has happened to them? So if you look at the psychology and programming that has happened for at least the last 70, almost 80 years, it has been a constant barrage of guilt being put from a young age. Think about from how young you are when you start going to school and they're telling you same thing that's happening to women though, right?
Yeah,
from a young age. So people are like, oh, the problem, you can't send women to school. I go, that's not the problem.
Right.
The problem is, what are you teaching them when they go to school? You can't get upset that the people that you've taught are coming out doing exactly what you've taught them to, whether you knew it or not.
Sure.
You know? So it's about what are you teaching them? And our institutions have been captured by people that hate us. And that what they've done is they've broken any kind of white identity. What happens if white people want to advocate for their own people? What are they called? Racist, yeah. White supremacists, Nazis, right?
Right.
So the state has a monopoly on violence.
But why do they own this country? White people, this country was founded by whites.
Yes.
Why do white people care about what anyone call them? You know what? Fine, call me whatever you want. I own this. You're not going
to
get it.
Right. Well, you I think they're getting. Me. I think they're coming to that point now that they realize that it was actually all just a manipulation tactic.
Oh, okay.
Now we have to understand that people's greatest strength can also be their greatest weakness if you use it against them properly.
Yeah.
And I believe that is what happened with white people because white people are so deeply empathetic. Like they feel for other people,
yeah.
That they can identify with other people who aren't even like them.
Don't even like them. They hate them. They still identify with them.
Well, the thing is that this is the way that white people survived in harsh climates, which is where we prospered, right? Think about like, you know, the Norwegians, like where are they,
okay.
Right? So that you can't survive in a climate like that without, you know, like a sense of empathy and helping each other. Those are the people who are going to survive, right? So then that ends up being programmed into you to have deep empathy as its survival mechanism. And now you put them in an environment with people who don't have that, who actually come from an environment where in order to survive, you have to take the most advantage of other people.
Right.
Now, who's going to be at an advantage and a disadvantage then? It's easy to win a game if everybody else is playing by the rules except you.
Amazing. So it's never going to change then?
I don't know, to tell you the truth. I'm not going to, I never lose. There's no point in becoming hopeless because then the enemy wins anyway. You just handed their victory to them in an easier manner.
But they're winning anyway, even with hope.
Who has hope? These people, what? No, they don't. They've kind of given up, you know?
Let me do this because of
time. Let's do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Hake.
Hey.
You met Hake before?
Yes, I did. He was here last time.
Yeah. You met my dream team?
I have met your dream team. I met Anchor Baby. What's up? I called Ice before I got here, though, so. I was like, as long as, I don't care, we got it. But I'll trade you in if you can get Bad Bunny back to whatever Colombian drug lord manufactured him.
Hank,
yes.
You have a super chat.
I have a few super chats, actually.
Okay.
Walking Roscoe says, typically most, but not all, but 98% of women are not funny. However, Miss Leonardo Jodi is the best lady comic since Rita Rudner. I bet if you ask her, she would know who Rita is.
You know, I don't know who Rita is, and I'm going to check that out because I don't listen when women talk. So,
right on.
Rita Rudner. Born in 53, still alive.
Rita Rudner. Okay, I'll have to check her out. Thank you, right Walking on. Roscoe.
Thank you.
Everblazer Leonardo is more based than Pearl.
Oh, yeah, we got into a little beef with Pearl Davis.
Oh, you did? You went on Pearl show?
Yeah, I thought we were friends, and then she made some posts attacking me. I'm like, you have bipolar disorder, man. You need to get some help.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. People
Pearl
like to.
Pearl is pretty cool. I'm surprised to hear that.
She's cool to men. Yeah. She really, really dislikes women, but not from the good perspective. It's a typical woman of envy and resentment. And you're just like, dude, this is not cool.
So you did Pearl show.
I did do Pearl show. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I invited her. She came to my comedy show. I told her she could do time. She chickened out because that's your time.
I went on her show as well. I love Pearl.
Yeah. Well,
amazing.
She's never going to attack you. You're not a woman.
Oh, that's right.
Women don't like each other. I don't know what's wrong with them.
I know. Women are a mess.
You know, I'm not going to say all women. I actually know good women.
You do?
My mother's a great woman.
I never met a good woman in my whole life.
Well, you just did because you met an Albanian. So
yeah.
Albanian women are a little different.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nick owns you, says women can't be based because all the people she is talking about are Jews.
I don't get it. I don't get what he's saying.
I think he's trying to imply that you're not mentioning that they're Jews.
We just got into that. Tell him to pay attention where we're talking.
Yeah, we just did.
Also, what's his name? What was that guy's name?
That was said something about Nick owns you.
Yeah, hey, Nick owns you. I'm not trying to get assassinated by the Mossad. So how about, you know, if I'm dropping clues, how about you put them together yourself there?
Amazing.
And then Lin Yen Chin says 98% of female and intellectuals seek comfort in destroying all others. Just a thrill. Feel good. I black and yellow, so I know with my low imagination and my wisdom. Hard evading algo.
Keep it piffy.
Thank you, Lin Yen Chin.
Yeah, keep it piffy.
Deep.
Amazing.
And thank you, guys. We'll read the rest of your super chats later.
Amazing. This time has gone by.
What? Yeah.
Tell the people your website. How to.
Oh, you can go to leonardoisfunny.com. You can find my tour dates there. You can sign up to be on my mailing list. You can see premium content, and you can find all my socials there.
Right on. It was amazing.
Well, thank you, Jesse.
Next time you're in town, come by again.
Sure.
And this time, don't be late.
I can't promise you anything. I'm a woman, so.
What is a man?
What do you mean? I mean, it's.
What is a man?
XY chromosome? I don't know.
What is love?
I'm 32 years old now.
It's a gift, I think. Love's a gift.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll be back in a moment. One more hour to go. Hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. Amazing.
But if you need.
The Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
All kinds of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Shout out. We just talking with a guest, JLP, and I guess, hey, a little Leonardo Joni. Nice, Jesse Lee. We'll be right back. We'll get to your calls, hopefully, and your super chats, the rest of your super chats, if it be the Lord's will, if the Lord is willing and the creek doesn't rise. It is Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, you can catch the Hake Report. I'm live Monday through Friday right after Jesse Lee for 2 hours, and you can call into the HakeReport.com. Oh, call into the Hake Report, and you can check out the HakeReport.com. And then after the Hake Report, American Anchor, baby. So cool. American Anchor, baby, already scheduled on YouTube and Rumble. So make sure you subscribe, turn on notifications, and tune in live. American Anchor, baby. You can podcast his show as well afterwards. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports on SpaceX. Elon Musk, who owns SpaceX, appears to be turning his focus, at least for now, from creating a settlement way up on Mars to the more immediate goal of sending human beings to live on the moon. Alice, in a statement on X, that's formerly known as Twitter, on Sunday, the billionaire said his company, SpaceX, has shifted priorities to building a self-growing city on the moon. And that's a quote, arguing that it could be achieved in less than a decade. Exciting. Well, then you're going to have to explain that, space deniers. I'm sure you'll find a way. Compared with more than 20 years for a similar plan for Mars. Elon Musk said the company remains committed to building a Mars city and will be doing so in about 5 to 7 years. So his plan or hope or wish. Since SpaceX also acquired XAI last week. XAI being the XAI is the Grok and other stuff. SpaceX got it. Away from X, I guess, in a move that will merge two of Musk's most ambitious companies into the world's most valuable private firm. Wow, congratulations, XAI. And Japan's so-called conservative female prime minister, Sanae Takaichi, pardon me if I'm butchering her name, cemented her grip on power with an historic, or ahistoric, whichever you prefer, victory in a snap election on Sunday. It gives the ruling coalition the ability to override votes and the upper house parliament and pass bills with little to no opposition. Since she was elected more than 4 months ago, becoming Japan's first female so-called leader in a country where men have long dominated politics, so-called men anyway, I'm not sure, probably hit and miss, Takaichi Sanae, that is, enjoyed high approval ratings and a glowing endorsement from our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, right here from America. Calling a snap election was a gamble, but Sanae Takaichi hoped to turn her popularity into a stronger mandate for the struggling Liberal Democratic Party. Liberal Democratic, but it's supposedly conservative. I don't know. We don't understand these things. At least I don't. What a mess. There are those Trump accounts, you may be aware. The federal government promised $1,000 contributions to so-called Trump accounts for eligible children. And parents, you can go find out about that stuff. Look it up. And other mess going on in the world. Valentine's Day is coming up. What is that? Is that this Saturday? I think it's this Saturday. Was once a Christian holiday, right? A holy day. For St. Valentine, the patron saint of, like, friendship, just normal friendship. That's what I thought. Anyway, by the way, a little update on the Epstein thing. The FBI, as I said, did conclude that Jeffrey Epstein was not running a so-called sex trafficking ring for powerful men, other than maybe himself. what's what files show. The FBI pored over Jeffrey Epstein's bank records and emails, searched his homes, although they kind of did like a lame-o job searching, I think. But anyway, they spent years interviewing supposed victims and examining connections, and they said it wasn't a ring. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. Really, this one is like amazing. And it's for those men and women who want to wake up to overcome their misery, their anger, worries, jealousy, strife, comparing yourself to others, or whatever your problem is, stress. It's for those men and women who want to overcome. What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? Amazing question, huh? Yes, Jesse. That is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and running around and doing whatever it is you're doing and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast, but you can also listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your Super Chats here in a minute. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And rainy days and Mondays always build me up. And so does Female Monday. Amazing. All my life. I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. So they're not a Joni. She's gone for now. We did the 1 hour. We'll have her back again. I wanted to get to some of your calls here and your super chats. Make sure you check her out. She's doing on a tour right now, and you're going to love it. So be sure to check her out, all right? I want to go to the busy phones. Let me go to New York and talk to Joni out of, is this lady named Joni too there? Joni out of New York. Joni, you are on the air. Joni, are you on mute?
No, can you hear me, Jesse?
I hear you now. Yes.
So I don't know if I'm on speaker or not. Listen, another Joni.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Yeah.
Are you on a speakerphone or something?
Here, hold. I'm trying to find out. Let me just put you. Are you getting feedback?
Yes. Hold on. Hold on. Is she okay, Nick?
Hello, hello?
Speak for me, Joni. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
That's fine. I think this will work.
Okay. That'll work. Okay, go ahead, Joni.
Well, anyway, yeah, that Joni girl, Leonardo, she's got a book on her. I listen to her. I like her.
Whatever you did, but, Joni, can you just go back to where you had it before? Apologies. Just really quick.
Well, let me see if this one. Is that better?
Yes, thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, Jesse. I want to talk about the biblical question.
What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness?
Okay, and the operative word here for me was sickness.
Okay.
And I look at that as the relationship between, well, it's about sex. It's about procreation. It's about the relationship between the male and the female. And I think all these problems that we have can be traced back to that, in my opinion, because I look at women today, and how they're behaving and how they're dressing. And then you ask, what's wrong with men? What's wrong with white men particularly? Have you seen the behaviors, the physical behavior of white women? And I think it started with the sexual revolution when they could take the pill, they could get abortions, this and that, and out they came, right, in full force. My body, myself. And I believe that's the critical moment in time where we were separated from God, because women and men now are no longer godly. Can you blame the men for doing what men do, which is an aggressive testosterone, sexual hunter behavior? But I look at it as from the women. It goes back to the women. I actually don't want to use the word blame, but I do blame females. And I think it's so vile the way they behave. And then they want to do the guilt trip of Me Too. Oh, I was raped, or I was this. Well, why'd you show up at the football party without your underwear on? You know what I mean? So anyway, that was my opinion, and I believe that separation, the spiritual aspect, has been destroyed by women and through sexuality. What do you think?
Well, I can't respond to the biblical question until Sunday.
Okay.
I do want to hear from more people, but I do appreciate, and it's a very interesting response. I do appreciate you responding to it. Thank you, Joni.
Okay. Talk to you again.
All right now. Bye. Now. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Florida and talk to Chachi, I believe, a first-time caller. Chachi.
Yes.
You are on it. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Oh, yeah. Your last caller is named Joni. My name is Chachi. Chachi loves Joni.
Amazing. Go ahead. You're on the air.
No, well, yeah. My name is Chachi, and I was wanting to talk about, you know, a lot of different things. I mean, how this world was so cruel, you know, telling us lies, you know, like Dracula's back and all that stuff, you know, like people eating people and stuff and all that stuff.
Are you affected by what's happening in the world?
Oh, I mean, it's been sickening me for the last, like, 10 years.
How old are you?
42.
And so are you working on yourself to overcome what's happening in the world so you will not be affected by it?
Yes, I am. I have to kind of somewhat ignore it, but I have to listen to also other people, how they are also affected by it.
Amazing. Well, you don't have to listen to them. People love to complain, so you don't have to. If you work on yourself, have you overcome your anger?
I've kind of gotten over that a lot. You know, it comes back now and then. You know, it's okay to be angry with things.
What's okay about anger?
You know, we could get upset. I mean, let's simplify it. You know, getting upset about how things could be, you know.
Is there any good in anger?
Oh, no, there's not. But forgiveness, there is good in that. You know, it's okay.
So if
it's okay to be upset.
If there's no goodness, there's nothing good about anger, why not drop it all, let it go?
It's really difficult, you know. You know, you care about the people you care about. You care about.
But if you cared about them, you would drop the anger so that you could treat everybody the same. Why don't you just drop the anger since there's nothing good? That's why you have forgiveness, because forgiveness separates you from anger, because anger is evil. There's nothing good about it. That's why you have forgiveness. Why not just drop the anger so you can deal with everything in the right way?
I mean, that's okay. I mean, I'm not really wanting to, like, punch nobody's lights out over it or nothing like that.
Right.
You know.
But anger still bothers the individual who are angry. They're still affected. Even though they may not punch somebody in the face, but inwardly you're unhappy with when you have anger.
Yeah, originally what I was actually wanting to come here and talk about, besides all that, is...
Does that make sense, though, that you agree or disagree with that before you go to your subject?
Oh, yeah. No, I completely agree with that. But, I mean, like, this whole thing, you know, with the beef jerky, you know, and the pizza and, you know, the pudding, you know, everybody is getting eaten, you know, it's like...
Yep.
Yeah, it's like Dracula's back.
Amazing. All right, thank you so much, Chucky. I appreciate it. Let's do some super chat. Super.
Super chats.
Kevin over on Cash App, that's Bond JLP on Cash App. Blessings.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. Amazing.
Five coffees from Eric in response to the BQ. What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness?
What? Is the chief cause of spiritual sickness.
Believing you're the thinker.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. I put my two cents in on Sunday.
Lori, church had so much truth. I got nothing to lose but hell. BQ answer.
And check out the church. It was amazing. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. What's the chief cause of spiritual sickness?
When the truth of the light is forgotten, and that's when we fall into the imagination of the darkness pit. Thanks, Jesse.
Repeat that.
When the truth of the light is forgotten,
mm-hmm.
and that's when we fall into the imagination of darkness pit.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Thanks, Jesse.
I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Marilyn bought a coffee. Morning, all. Amazing fellowship, as always, Uncle Jesse. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you. And thank you for helping us by supporting us to help others. Thank you.
Shout out to Doug G. as well as Jit D. members on the JLP show.
Amazing. Shout out.
Very cool.
I appreciate it.
Also on YouTube, Bill S. I just wanted to drop a line for Jesse. Let him know that I took his advice and stopped smoking weed. Jesse was right.
Put down the pot. Amazing. Stay with it. Not the pot, but overcoming. Stay with overcoming. Stay with overcoming. Stay with it. Gets clearer and clearer and clearer. Amazing. Thank you.
Norris T. sent 10 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships.
Thank you. Amazing.
He also says beta back with an extra super chat. Norris T.
Beta back. Amazing.
Anthony L., the BQ.
What's the chief cause of spiritual sickness?
Anger due to unforgiveness.
Amazing. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe, Super Toilet Bowl Sunday was just another day, as I did not watch nor care. However, this Sunday's Fellowship on Bond, a game winner. Love y'all. Stay with it. Triple exclamation mark.
Amazing. Thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And, you know, I made the point earlier, and I was talking to Leonardo about it, too. It's amazing to me that, especially white people, they would spend all that money for a game. And then in their own country, they're openly being destroyed. The country is being destroyed. White people under attack. But just for the thrill of it, they're allowing that to happen. It's just mind-blowing to me. But, okay. Thank you.
Welcome, Kyle S., JLP show member.
Thank you, Kyle S. S., I appreciate it.
Pastor Chatelet, 111 gold pills on pill.net, says, spell illiterate, Toby.
Amazing. Thank you.
Rocky.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Rocky Rock. What's up, Jesse? It's been a minute, but can you tell them, don't eat the ducks out the park pond. It's for beauty.
Don't eat the ducks. The Haitian, right? Was it Haitian people?
I think so.
Eating up the dust down in Ohio somewhere?
Yep, something like that.
What a mess.
Someone, five coffees. I can relate to what Mimi was talking about at church yesterday. Yeah. I've had all the same thoughts about my job before, too. Keep doubting the thoughts, Mimi. That's all they are.
Yeah. It was just thought. The thoughts make you think your boss going to fire you. The thoughts make you think you're doing a bad job. It makes you say all kinds of things, and it does it to every person on the planet. But only a few are working to overcome the thought. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And thoughts create emotions, and emotions are lies. The so-called good ones and the bad ones. It was amazing to hear what Mimi was dealing with yesterday there at the fellowship. You can check it out, rebuildingtheman.com/church. But that's what happened when you stop doing the silent prayer. Maybe it says you stopped doing the prayer for a while there. You go back into darkness, and it ain't pretty. It's worse than it was when you were coming out of it. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Charles on Buy Me a Coffee. Hey, Jesse, here's a biblical question idea. Are you part of the haves or the have-nots? Or is there any such thing? Smoke on it.
I will. Thank you. Amazing.
Another from Charles. Three things that blacks were finally given a chance to be in charge of and failed: the presidency of the United States, South Africa, and now the Super Bowl halftime entertainment.
What a mess. It's crazy. Poor white people that suffer, the ones that founded this country and created the greatest country on the planet, with the help of God. If you can roll over in your grave, they must be flipping over and over and over again. Amazing. Thank you.
Hey, Jesse Pookie says, Sion with three. America's absolutely gone. Most of the people in this country are letting this happen. So much inside hatred with each other and a foreign culture mixed in. They worship sports too much than God. Boycott the NFL, NBA, boycott Hollywood. If you're a true patriot, you want control of your country, you must boycott. They're going to want control of this country. They corrupt them with their weak ideology at school. No way of turnaround now. Keep it piffy, Sion. She writes.
That's right. Good morning, Sion. And you're right. It's a mess. Thank you very much. Amazing.
Eric 5, according to Google AI, Bad Bunny is considered a pioneer of, quote-unquote, Latin trap. popularized Spanish language subgenre, blending Southern hip-hop with gritty street-oriented lyrics about drugs, sex, and hedonism.
Who do you blame for his performance? The people who allow him to do that, speaking Spanish and all, whatever he did, or the guy that did it? Whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm. The people who put him there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they already knew. Nick was telling me that he said he was going to do that.
Right. They knew in advance.
So they knew, and they still, even that black female that sang some type of black song, Black Anthony or something like that, they knew she was going to do that. Why would they let her do that kind of stuff there? This is America. That's not, that black mess ain't America.
Right.
And why would you in America have a separate anthem, and you live in this country? It's a, anyway. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Curly, a white Holocaust, but all the blacks are Hitler, says Curly on Cash App.
Good point. Thank you.
The username is Jace, praising Spanish being sung at an American event, but not remembering the Spanish language isn't even native to Latin America. What the? Triple question mark.
I'm a mess.
Yeah, that's right. They were Indians. Pastor Chatelet, 111 Gold Pills, Toby the Beta crying over the Kid Rock lyrics. Let's have a look at some black rap songs. Toby, where murder incest and Robin is glorified. Big smile, check and mate, smooth brain.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Cornerstone on Cash App. Every year, halftime show is used to degenerate USA.
And it's all of a sudden, it just became that way. It just started to get worse, and then it went downhill, and it's all the way downhill now. I don't know what they're going to do next at the next ball game they have. What the? Thank you.
It's me, says Mr. Jesse. Derek rocks, smiling. Thank you, Derek, for you rotelling. Great guest, Night James. I back soon on a beach binge. Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's me. Lin Yun Chin says, the space age is why God created white baby engineers. Jesse, you told Harpo what?
To beat me.
I rest my case. And he says, Lord Goodhair, the ellipsis is for you to pause for his response.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Lin Yun Chin.
Yeah, amazing.
Bulghar Wolf, coffee. Ask her if she knows. Oh, my bag. I didn't see this. Ask her if she knows about the Jewish origins of the Bolsheviks and communism. I think I can answer for her that I'm quite sure she does, referring to the guest.
Thank you. That she was mentioned about all that in Russia, were you familiar with that?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you taught that in school?
No, I wasn't really. I don't believe I was taught it in school, but I heard about it later from, conservative type people.
Oh, okay.
Men.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Indeed.
Yep.
Someone, three coffees. Do you think this generation would crucify Jesus if he were walking amongst us in physical form today?
Repeat that.
Do you think this generation would crucify Jesus if he were here walking amongst us today?
Jesus wouldn't have a chance in the world today. Believe me, he would be crucified before he could pop out of Mary. Amazing. Thank you.
And heat, biblical question answer.
What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness?
Rebellion.
Amazing. Thank you.
Marilyn, Jesse, the truth is white people lose in their countries for the same reason blacks and others never built anything good. In the end, human heart is wicked. Unfortunately, talent and intellect only get you so far in life. We've seen in the Bible great peoples and nations risen, fallen, not because they were too good, but because the individuals never overcame the evil heart, love white people, black heart hands emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
No more thoughts. Biblical question.
What's the chief cause of spiritual sickness?
Mama's quote-unquote love.
Interesting point. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Anthony L. with a one-up hippopotamus sticker. Very nice and pixelated like a video game. Cool.
Amazing. Thank you. I got to stop there. Hey.
We'll read the rest later, y'all.
Amazing. Thank y'all. Amazing. Let me go to Steve out of Illinois. Steve, you are on the air.
Yeah. Hey, Jesse, I switched over off the Bluetooth really quick. Can you hear me all right?
I can, yes.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to call in on Female Monday here. I think it's a good opportunity. You had Leonarda on your show. She was amazing.
Have you heard her before?
I have, yeah. Only when you've had her on the show. Yeah.
Amazing.
And I think that was just one time.
Right.
But she was talking about, I think it was her that was saying that you asked her some kind of question, like, where did this come from, socialism? And she said, communism. And I want to correct her on that. She's very informative, by the way. I mean, she knows a lot. But I think that it predated, really, the roots are in socialism. And I think all of this predated, you have to go back to the French Revolution and this guy called Robespierre. I think really the cause, the thing that they discovered leading up to the French Revolution, and I'm just paraphrasing this because of time, but and my own understanding or lack of understanding. But I think it's that they discovered that the feminine energy, the French, I think, were the first modern culture that put the woman first. They put that female energy first, and they started to trust in women, and that's kind of what, you know, they gave women voting rights first. I don't know. But they put that feminine energy first, and they created a mess for themselves. And they had their revolution in their country. And that was the inspiration that, you know, I think it predated Karl Marx. You know, Karl Marx predated communism. But I think the French Revolution and Robespierre, I think those people gave all of the ideas to Karl Marx and the Russian Revolution. Russian Revolution happened, I think, in like 1917. You know, French Revolution's way before that.
Let me ask you, what's the difference between, or is there any difference between socialism and communism?
I think there's no difference. I think that, I don't even want to say I think. I can tell you there's no difference between those two. Socialism necessarily leads to communism. The Bolsheviks, and Lenin, those were like the friendly socialists. And as soon as Lenin was gone, you got Stalin, who just was, you know, an iron fist and just stomped all over his own people. Does that answer your question, Justin?
Yes, it helped. Yeah. And the reason I ask because both sound like it's all about controlling the people.
Yes.
Socialism and communism, it seemed to be about controlling the people. I remember when blacks were not socialists. They believed in individuality, and they were different. Yeah. They worked hard. They didn't blame. They treated people, every race, the way they would like to be treated. But then they became socialists. People relying on the government, hating people, blaming people, looking to other black people to lead them. And that's why I asked. And I do remember hearing, though I was not paying a lot of attention in those days to politics, I do remember hearing that communist people had infiltrated or were a part of the, when I was a kid, they said they was a part of the so-called civil rights movement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they were, of course, they were, that all came from the Frankfurt School, and the Frankfurt School with its critical theory. Their theory was to plant the seeds of doubt into all of the cultures and all the people, and to start, to turn the whole world upside down, to put women in front of men, to put blacks in front of whites, to put the slaves in the place, you know, or the workers in the place of the boss at work, you know, the slaves in place of the masters, and so on. That's where, you know, that's really the main idea is to plant that seed of doubt. And it was engineered a lot, you know, 100 years ago. That Frankfurt School stuff is like 100 years old.
So socialism or communism can never be turned around, overturned?
it can only be overturned by innocent people who don't fight back. You know, people who, you know, like you sit there watching people innocently, and you can drive them right out of their mind, like that guy John Fugel sang. You know,
amazing.
You asked that guy so many questions. I think he went crazy.
Thank you, Steve. I got to take a break. Call me again. I appreciate that little history, man. Thank you.
Okay. I had one more thing, if you could, about Tony. It was an observation.
Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. The Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live and stress off on pills.net.
They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old. Of all races.
I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcements. Number one, Valentine's is this week. I believe Saturday, maybe Friday, but I think Saturday. And on the shout-outs, Valentine's shout-outs, Saturday is Valentine's Day. So we got shout-outs on special. Birthday shout outs, Happy New Year, encouragement, congratulations, Valentine shout out from today. I believe it started Friday of last week, but we have a special on Valentine shout outs from today until Friday. So get your requests in, go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. For your special Valentine shout out, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. All right. Don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. And what else? The Hake Report's coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor, baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 o'clock, from 11 to 1 Pacific time. All right? Like the videos. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to the busy phone. Steve, you had another appointment, a point or a comment you wanted to make. Go ahead.
Because Tony called this morning, this is an idea for the future, for the next time that Tony calls you. You know, he said he wants all these different languages to be spoken in America. I think why limit it to just one or two or three languages? If you can speak more than one language in America, why not open up America to all languages and require everybody to learn every single language there is? So for the next time Tony calls, you know, what he should do, what you should do is you should put Nick on and have him speak Spanish to Tony and continue your conversation in Spanish with Tony. And then when Tony goes to the next, to a grocery store, somebody can speak Russian to him and see how well he communicates and see how well he survives his new life in a country of Babel. So, you know, if he doesn't want to settle on one language, he's going to have to settle for all languages. And have you ever noticed that when Tony Mays does this too, but when they get out of control and you yelling at him, Earl, and he says, yeah, and then he says, yeah, go ahead, Jesse, go ahead. He's actually permitting you to speak. Do you notice that he's doing that to you?
That's a good point. I hadn't paid that any attention.
Yeah,
I just
it's his show.
I'm sorry.
It's his show. He's taking over your show, and in his mind, it's his show. So he's permitting you to speak, and Mays does it too. She says, "Go ahead."
I just think that I don't think it seemed like Tony doesn't know how to communicate.
He's not
just
a talker. He's not a listener. He's a talker.
Right. He just say whatever, flipping it in his head. And it doesn't even make sense. It has nothing to do with anything.
No.
But he seemed to make up stuff.
That John Fugelsang did the same thing. He didn't want to listen to anything. He just wanted to talk about the next thing.
Amazing. Very good point, Steve. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care. Thank you, Jesse. Keep up the good work.
I will. Thank you, buddy. Amazing.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Let me go to Edward out of Texas. Edward, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
All is well. How are you?
What's up, my brother, man? This is my second time calling. I was the guy that I sang for you. I'm dreaming of a white America. You know?
Right.
Yes, sir. And so I'm just calling, man, because I wrote you a poem from the bottom of my heart. But at the same time, I was thinking to myself, man, I was like, should I tell you what I'm going through or not? Because a lot of people call you for some help or whatever. And, man, Jesse, like, I've been trying to change my life, man. And I've been hitting wall after wall after wall, and I just don't know what to do. And at the moment, I'm not going to lie to you, it's 10:30 over here in Texas, and I'm literally drunk, man. And
you drunk right now? Like,
yes, sir. Like, I've been drinking since 6 in the morning, man, and I've been listening to your show, God willing, for like 4 months already, and I grew fond of you, and I grew fond of what you say, your message and everything. And it sounds like a rainbow and a unicorn, like it just, you know, filled with flowers. It sounded so magical, so beautiful, that you're like, man, you can find peace and you can find God in you like any moment or whatever. Yeah. But I'm like, you know, I want to listen to you and I want to hear you. And I'm not gonna lie, man, like I've tried a silent prayer, but I don't hear anything. I just hear silence. And
well, that's the purpose of the silent prayer, to not hear anything, but just be aware. You want to live a life of not hearing, but being aware. And being aware is when you will hear from the spirit of truth. When you're silent, when you're silent, you will hear God's voice.
Okay, man, because what you just said right now, it makes perfect sense. Because my day-to-day life, it's like I'm talking to myself 24/7, but like you said, it's not you talking to yourself.
Right.
It's not your thoughts. And it's like I'm carrying a full damn conversation from beginning. Like, the only time that I have like rest is when I go to sleep. Yeah. And then when I wake up, you know, like I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my body, I'm waking up. And I'm like, oh, okay, today is whatever day it is. I'm going to work or whatnot. I'm going to do this, brush my teeth, shower, whatever. But then as soon as I establish my mind and my mind wakens up, that's when I start speaking to myself. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, this is too damn early. Like, you know, give me a break.
Yeah.
And I just start going off and thinking and just going off. And like I said, man, like, you came across my life 4 months ago, man, and I genuinely appreciate you, and I like for what you stand for and what you're trying to teach people.
Let me ask you this, because of time. What made you drink this morning? Why did you drink this early this morning?
I'm not trying to be silly, Jesse, but what made me drink this morning? Because I drank last night, and that's how I am.
Oh, I see. So you drank last night before bed, and when you woke up in the morning, you just continued?
Yes, sir, because I woke up already buzzed. I woke up, you know.
You didn't have to go to work today?
No, sir. Actually, that's also a plus of why I continue drinking, because I remember my brother. I work for my brother, and he's all like, hey, man, yeah. So he didn't come through, and he didn't pick me up. And so I was like, oh, this is just, you know, this is where I just go all out. And the reason why I drank today, my brother, is because I drank yesterday, Super Bowl or whatever, and I'm that type of person. Like, if I'm trying to stop, Jesse. I'm trying to stop everything.
How old are you?
I'm an alcoholic. I'm 33, man. And, speaking of your questions and stuff, you didn't ask me this, and but I want to tell you, man, and I love you so much and dearly for this, man. I don't want to get emotional because if I'm crying, I'm lying. But, yes, sir, my brother. And this past December, man, okay, so I met you 4 months ago, man, like 3 months before December. And I went to Mexico, man, and I was hearing your stuff, and I was hearing your message. And the biggest message, man, that you say is like, you a beta, you know, so, and you like your mama or whatnot. And I lost my mom 4 years ago, Jesse, and to COVID or whatnot. But you send your message across, and I kind of got the gist of it. And I was like, man, Eduardo,
let me tell you this because of time. Here's what I want you to do, and I want you to let me know Friday how it went. All right, will you do it? I want you to do something for me.
Okay, what do you want me to do, Jesse?
From this point, from right now until Friday, do not respond to any thoughts you have in the head, in your mind. Don't talk back to it. Just be aware that it's happening, but do not talk. Don't communicate with it at all. Just be aware. Do the silent prayer, and when you wake up, be aware. And therefore, from now until Friday, do not take one drink at all. So don't listen. Do the silent prayer. Don't respond to thoughts. Be aware that they're talking to you. They're trying to make you communicate. They're trying to get a reaction. And then they're trying to make you drink because they're going to tell you, oh, you're lonely. You don't have a life. You this and you that. And don't take a drink before Friday. And call me Friday and let me know how everything went. Will you do that?
Okay. Yes, sir. I'll do it for you. But one last thing. Can I do the poem that I said I wanted to do for you?
Because of time, we hold on to it until Friday, and because I'm running out of time here, and I want to get to some more people, but
yes,
I want you to work on it from now until Friday, no drinking, all right, at all.
Okay, man. Thank you very much.
And then don't respond to thoughts at all. Be aware of them, but don't respond, and stay with the prayer.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
All right. Call me Friday.
Yeah, okay. God bless you, man. God bless everyone.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Garrett out of Denver. Garrett, you are on the air.
Hey, sir, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
First off, wanted to say my brothers and I have listened to you for a long time, and we're big fans. I wanted to.
Are you a first time caller?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
Thank you. I wanted to finally give you the answers that you're looking for as to what's wrong with the blacks and what's wrong with the whites.
Okay.
So, quick little backstory, Jesse. I went to the number one university in the world. They call it number one, you know. Stanford University. It's up there in Palo Alto, California, you know, just south of San Francisco.
Right.
So first of all, I went there for engineering, and I was also on the wrestling team there. You know, so out of all the people, the students that go there, I had, you know, a decent reason for being there. I can tell you with 100% certainty and without a doubt, it was a waste of time.
Yeah.
And again, you've got guys that are there for, you know, African studies, you know, lesbian dance theory and, you know, all this other
women's
crap.
Women's studies
know.
And all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, just a mess, you know. But, you know, so it's a waste of time. So you can put that baby to bed. Anybody that tries to tell you that, you know, college is worth it, it's not. It's not at all.
Did you get in a lot of debt going to college?
No, no. I was actually, thankfully, I was on a full ride scholarship, so I didn't have to do all that mess, you know. Yeah, so. But at any rate, so even though a lot of the students there are dumb, you know, and wasting their time, there are a lot of smart people there, but they're, you know, like doing research there, you know, like Stanford Medicine. I'm sure you've heard of that.
Yes.
Well, at any rate, so my parents were there one weekend. I think it was like parents' weekend, and we were on the kind of the campus bus system, and we happened to be sitting next to this Asian guy, and he was the number one brain surgeon in the world. And somehow we got to talking about, you know, whites that go there, Asians that go there, blacks that go there, and, you know, we started talking about the blacks that went there, and pretty much all the black people that go to that school or any college for that matter, they're just there for sports ball, right? They're there for basketball, football, whatever. And he started telling us that one of the things he's discovered in his research, and they, you know, they kind of suppress this information, you know, but that black people have a smaller cranium than other races. So I can't remember if it was like 8 millimeters smaller or 8 centimeters smaller or whatever it was, but whites and Asians have bigger heads, which means that they have a bigger frontal lobe. So with the blacks, it really just comes, my dad always used to say, life is an IQ test, right? And what's wrong with the blacks, they just don't have it mentally, right? They just can't. They can't, you know, figure things out. They don't know how to be upstanding members of society. Like, you know, I saw that train footage you were showing earlier with the white girl, you know, that's that animalistic nature that they tend to have. And right. It comes from that.
And so if that's the case, why is it that prior to the so-called civil rights movement, which was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks, is it that prior to that, black people were independent thinkers, they worked hard, they owned land, they would go to, if they wanted to go to college, they would go to a black college and come back, you know, as professionals, meaning doctors and lawyers and stuff. Why is it that they were able to do and be and prior to that? Because if they have small brains, now they had to have them then too, right?
Yeah, so I think what happened there is before the civil rights movement, blacks kind of had to abide by, you know, societal norms, right? They had to be hardworking. They had to be individual thinkers. They had, because, you know, society was, you know, run by white people.
But if your brains are small, wouldn't their brains have been smaller than, and they still would not have been able to function?
Correct, but they had to survive, right? And so in order to survive, you have to work, you have to, you know, exhibit traits that are good for society. But like you said, the civil rights movement destroyed all that, because what happened is they came in and they said, hey, you know, you don't have to be individual thinkers. You don't have to do all this work or anything. You can do whatever you want. You can pursue your own avenues, right? And then we saw how that ended up, right? They pursued gang violence, drugs, you know, whatever, right? So I think that's that. Now, on the topic of the whites, because I know you've asked this a lot,
because
too. What's
of time, let me ask this, give me a yes or no. So if black people were required or made to be independent again, don't give them any money from the government, don't allow them to blame anyone for their lack of life, knowing how to live, when they become that way again, where they can be smart and work hard and be independent and individuals?
Correct. Out of necessity, correct, because they would have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So real quick, what's wrong with the whites what's wrong with the whites is the same thing that makes them so great. So when you think about what white people have that other races don't have, it really comes down to one word. And, you know, hate can back me up on this, but, and when I say this word, you're going to know I'm right on the money. The word is integrity, right? White people have integrity. Like if you're walking down the street and you drop your wallet, right? If there's a white guy behind you, you got a 99.99% chance of him saying, hey, you dropped your wallet, and trying to get it back to you, right? You got a black or, you know, Hispanic or whatever behind you, odds are you're probably going to lose your wallet or you're going to lose all your money in the wallet, right? But unfortunately, what that means, Jesse, and again, you talk about this all the time, but because they have integrity, they're very individualistic, which as you know, that's the way you should be living life, right?
Right.
As an individual.
Yep.
But what that means, though, is that they're distracted competing with each other. Whereas, you know, the Somalis in Indianapolis, you know, the Mexicans, you know, that live, you know, even here in Denver, right? They all work together, right? A perfect example, right? I live here, and as you know, Denver's an absolute mess, right? You got the Tren de Aguas running around. You got this, you got that. Well, I'm here with my family in one house. You know, I'm the sole provider, you know, going to work every day, et cetera. And right next door, you've got 20 Mexicans living in one house, right?
Yeah.
And back in the olden days, as I'm sure you know, white people used to live together on a farm. They used to pool their resources. They used to do all this, you know. But what's happened is because they're so individualistic, right, white people are going to do the best job that they can do by themselves, right, without asking for any help, right? They don't think that they are a group in and of themselves. So they don't work together. They compete with each other. Meanwhile, like I said, you got all these guys running rackets and leeching off the government and, you know, doing all this stuff to get ahead. Meanwhile, white people are just there competing with one another. Now, I think that's changing. I think white people are waking up to the fact that, you know, we do need to have, you don't want to have the group mindset, like you say, right?
Right.
But you need to be aware of the fact that we are a unique group of people. And I think some white people are starting to wake up, you know, and kind of come together a little bit. But yeah, I mean, like you say, with, you know, the Super Bowl is a perfect example. Yeah. I've got a buddy who, you know, he worships football, and I'm sitting there and I'm going, well, did you see the Black national anthem?
Yeah.
Did you see the halftime show? Like, why are you watching that?
Yeah. I mean, give me a quick answer to this. Who's smarter, blacks or Mexicans?
So, and this goes back to actually the doctor.
Because of time, give me a quick answer to that.
Mexicans, because they on average have larger heads. And hey, you know what? The proof, Jesse, right there is the two smartest black guys that I know, and I'm sure other people are you and Thomas Sowell, and you guys got huge heads.
I got my dad. Blame my daddy for that. What the? Amazing.
So now you know, anytime you ask what's wrong with the blacks, their heads are too small.
That's amazing.
Their heads are too small.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Amazing. So you believe blacks' heads are smaller than whites?
I suppose it's possible.
You ever heard that before?
I feel like I have heard that before.
Really?
But
but blacks used to be so smart and independent when they were independent people.
People underestimate the dumbness that anger and attitude and pride brings.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
They didn't have all that anger prior to the civil rights movement.
Indeed.
Super chat.
Walking Roscoe says,
Super chat.
We love you, Eduardo. Never, ever, 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 but never give up.
That's right. Never. Who's Eduardo?
Edward, the guy who called drunk.
Oh, yeah. Don't give up, Edward. Amazing.
Eric, five coffees. Eric H., that is. Valentine's is an example of enslavement to the devil if you believe it controls your behavior. It's Valentine's, a day to appease an evil female. It's Halloween, a day to be a prostitute. It's Super Bowl, a day to drink myself retarded.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Eric, as always. Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1, Wolf 336, and the rest of the D-Live supporters. Shout out, y'all.
Shout out.
And a shout out to the Bond, JLP, and Fallen State monthly subscriber supporter members.
Shout out. Thank y'all.
As well as the subscribers on the monthly payment on the Rumble crew, Barrett, Jules Verne, Denbro, and the rest of y'all. Thank you kindly.
Denbros?
Denbro.
Oh, thank you. Thank you all. Amazing.
Yeah. And shout out to Mr. Zoe, Ronald Whit, and the rest of the Pilled.net people. Very cool.
Right on. Thank y'all. How y'all doing over there on Pills? Thank y'all.
And thank you, guys. I do believe, I could be mistaken, but I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Wow. Where has this time gone? It's up already. Thank you for your support. Stay with it, folks. Work on you, men and women. You and you alone are responsible for your spiritual journey. And even if you have spiritual friends, you cannot take them on this journey with you. Only you can go this journey by yourself. I am out of time. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. And Edward, call me. No more drinking until Friday, Edward. No more communication with thoughts from Texas. No more communication with thoughts. Just see what happens. Do it and see what happens. Edward, right? Yeah, Edward, out of Texas. Amazing. The Hate Report is coming up now, and then the American Anchor Baby. Rick out of Hampshire, Virginia. Nick, a first-time caller out of Hour. And the callers that are dropping, I'm out of time. Out tomorrow is Country and Western Tuesday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. All right, folks, take care. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing. Take care.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bond, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Pachi has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Pachi's coffee.
Thank you, JLP, for an excellent